This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, 2017 wheat harvest is about three-fourths of the way done for Illinois, and farmers found some time to get in the fields yesterday afternoon. I had a chance to go for a combine ride with Warren Heeman of rural Mount Olive, and we talked about this year's wheat crop along with other things happening on his farm.
Actually, the yield is a little bit disappointing. The quality, though, is actually pretty good, surprisingly, with all the rain that we had back in late April. And then on top of that, we had an infestation of army worms, which was really bad. I wasn't expecting a whole lot, and I'm actually probably getting more than I thought I was going to get.
Well, that's always a plus when it turns out to be a little bit better than what you expected. You've been farming for a number of years, and actually it goes back several generations in your family.
Yes, I'm the fifth generation here on the farm that we live on. My great-great-grandfather settled here back in the 1870s, actually. The farm has been in our family since 1878. So that's kind of neat, I guess. It's neat to have it in the family that long.
Yeah, and when I jumped in the combine with you, we're actually in the middle of harvesting right now. You said something that I thought was interesting, is that your dad and your grandpa have always planted wheat, and that you said you could used to be able to count on a pretty good crop every year, but that has changed now. Not always the case.
No, it's not. It's just not as profitable anymore for various reasons, but actually now we only plant enough wheat to get some straw for our beef cattle operation and then a place to put some hay. So we really just don't plant much wheat anymore. It's just because it's not profitable. So.
And with the straw, I know that's the case with several farmers around the area. You've got a little bit of livestock, so bale some of that straw after you harvest the wheat. Do you sell any of your straw, or is it mainly just used for around your farm with your cattle?
It's mainly used on the farm. I do sell a few bales. People from town come and get a few bales for their garden, but other than that, it's all used for the livestock.
How's the price, whether that's taking the wheat to the elevator and what you're getting there, or when you sell your straw bales? I know it fluctuates every year. It's up and down.
Yeah, it's up and down. Price varies a lot on the straw. Just depends. You can know that by if you go to town to buy straw. It's different every place you go, but I'm not sure. You know, the price on the wheat is not good, but we take what we get. So I take it up here to the local elevator here in Mount Olive to Manel Milling, and you can get a better price there than you can, you know, everywhere else.
I think having the mill so close is probably a benefit, because that's not something that you see in a lot of towns. You have your regular elevators, but not the mill. So, Warren, what would you say that means to you to be that close to one and have that benefit?
Oh, it's a great benefit. Actually, I wish I could grow more wheat and do it profitably. And, you know, it's a really, you know, it's close by. You don't have a lot of expense to get it there. So I wish I could actually plant more wheat just to be able to bring it to Mount Olive.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about other parts of your farm. We're harvesting the little bit of wheat that you do have this year, but obviously you've got corn and beans. So how did planting season go for you? Because we had a lot of rain and a lot of guys from this area were replanting. So how did things go for your farm?
Things went pretty well early on. We got the corn in early. We were done by, I think, the 25th of April. And then the monsoon came. And we wound up planting most of our corn over. Just didn't get a stand. So we planted the corn over and then went to the beans. And we're done with those now, too. So it actually went pretty well, with the exception of having to plant all that corn over.
Well, sounds good. That's good to hear. You mentioned you're done with the beans, and you had already told me not planning on double cropping beans in after the wheat, but you did have some clover sown, but not so much good luck with that. But I think hoping that maybe it starts to pop up and gets a little bit better.
I'm hoping the clover comes back. We had actually a pretty good stand in the wheat here, and then when the army worms came, I think that's the first thing they ate, because it was gone. So it after the rain, some of it appears to be trying to come back. Hopefully it will, because we actually need some hay this year. So.
with the army worms, you said it's probably been the worst you've ever seen them. So do you know why, or do you have maybe an assumption of why that is? Did it have anything to do with the mild weather we had over the winter that they didn't get killed off, or what are your thoughts with your years of experience?
I'm sure it was a factor with the winter that we had, and then we had favorable weather this spring for those, you know, to hatch out too, with the cool and the kind of really wet period there for a while. So I expected to see some, but I didn't expect to see the numbers that were out there. It was just tremendous.
Well, it's unfortunate that that happened, but as it is with every farmer and their operation, each year is different, so you never know what you're going to expect. Warren, we're in the middle of the week now, so what do things look like for the rest of the week for you? What are your plans as we look ahead?
For the rest of the week, I've got a little bit of anhydrous side dress yet on some corn, just a little bit. Hopefully I can get that done before this weekend when it's supposed to rain again, and possibly get some straw bale, but I don't know if I'm going to have a large enough window to get that done before it rains again.
And once again, that report comes to us from Warren Heeman of Mount Olive. In other news, the Montgomery County Fair starts today in Butler. The sheep show is at 9 this morning, and the goat show follows at noon. Opening ceremonies start tonight at 7 p.m., with the royalty pageants following at 7:30. Grandstand admission is $5. Gate admission to the fair is $5 per person, which includes parking and carnival rides by H&H Amusements. And there will be a free petting zoo every day of the fair. Well, in some out-of-state news, a group of Arkansas farmers are suing Monsanto and BASF over dicamba-based herbicide spray drift that kill neighboring crops not tolerant to dicamba. The lawsuit comes as Arkansas is considering a temporary ban on dicamba use in the state. The lawsuit filed last week claims Monsanto and BASF implemented and controlled the dicamba crop system, releasing seed technology without a corresponding safe and approved herbicide. The farmers allege that Monsanto and BASF sold the dicamba crop system while knowing it could wipe out crops, fruits, and trees that are not dicamba tolerant. The farmers claim that those who do not plant dicamba tolerant crops are left with no protection from the herbicide. Arkansas is investigating more than 100 dicamba drift complaints this year. Well, that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.